That's all coming up. 7 o'clock, WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by LongRoofing.com. The College Park City Council has voted to allow non-citizens to vote in city elections. That 4-3 vote came late last night after some 4 hours of debate and after the council deadlocked on whether to put the question to a referendum. Supporters and opponents packed the council meeting room last night. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan is directing the Attorney General to sue the Federal Aviation Administration over its revised flight paths.
It used to be a minor inconvenience spread out over a wide area, says Montgomery County Council President Roger Berliner.
And then the FAA implemented a new concept that basically made everything much more condensed along certain communities.
And that, Berliner says, is not fair.
I commend the governor. I think it was a very good move and an appropriate move, particularly in light of the fact that Phoenix just won a similar lawsuit.
A report from the Metropolitan Washington Airports Authority blames increased demand for early morning and late night flights, as well as the new flight paths, for all the complaints they're getting. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
At the University of Virginia in Charlottesville last night, a small crowd of protesters threw a black shroud over a statue of Thomas Jefferson to protest UVA's response to the summer's wave of white nationalist demonstrations. Some in the crowd carried Black Lives Matter signs. What to do about DACA dreamers is the focus of a meeting today on Capitol Hill.
House Speaker Paul Ryan will meet with Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi Wednesday to talk about legislation that would protect DACA recipients. A source close to the situation says House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy will also take part. This comes a week after President Trump gave Congress a six-month deadline to come up with a solution at which point the Obama-era program would end. And DACA recipient Ramiro Silva is among the 800,000 hoping for the best.
I've been saluting to the American flag from a very young age, so I consider this my country too.
I'm John Lawrence reporting.
If you are pretty handy with a bow and arrow, Fairfax County would like to hear from you.
The Fairfax County Deer Management Archery Program is underway, and Dr. Catherine Edwards with the County Police Department says how you can get involved.
Archers are required to apply through the county program. Archers are selected through a lottery, and then they are assigned to an archery cluster and can only hunt in designated parks within their cluster. All archers must be in compliance with game licensing, and hunter education is required by the Virginia Department of Game and Inland Fisheries.
New this year, archers have to complete additional training through the International Bow Hunter Education Program. Hunters must also pass a background check. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A citizen review board in Prince George's County is recommending that the county end its policy of letting county council members and some staff take home county-owned cars. A recent Washington Post investigation found the county spent over $110,000 a year on the vehicle benefits. And last fall, County Councilmember Mel Franklin totaled a county-owned vehicle in a crash that resulted in his being charged with DUI. Franklin pleaded guilty, paid a fine, and got probation before judgment. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 22,119, the Nasdaq at 64.54. Sports, an uncharacteristically bad night for Gio Gonzalez as the Nats fall to the Braves. The Jays beat the Orioles again. The Mystics lose to Minnesota in Game 1 of the WNBA semifinals. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
You could grab $1,000 four times a day. Easy. It's 4K a day on WMAL. Your shot at big money begins Thursday.
All right.
Details at WMAL.com and listen here.
Yay.
4K a day on WMAL.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonizer, and right now you can save over $1,000 on roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
Let us take care of the most important person on your holiday shopping list, you. Introducing the Monumental Gift Shop at MGM National Harbor. Earn gift bucks when you play with your M Life Rewards card. Then redeem them for that luxury watch you've always wanted, the hottest tech toys, and more. Now through November 7th, this is monumental.
Visit mgmnationalharbor.com/promo for complete rules. Person must be 21. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Need your carpets cleaned? Then you need Hadid. Go to joehadid.com. What's better than Dunkin' Donuts hot coffee? How about free coffee for a year? Grab a large or extra large hot coffee for a chance to win just that and more. This is coffee. This is winning. No purchase necessary. U.S. residents 13 plus and September 30th or while supplies last. For game peace and rules, go to sipPON.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we have the rain, drizzle, and a lot of incidents, so take it easy. Columbia Pike, Arlington commuters, if you're coming inbound, eastbound Columbia Pike, and your destination is to get up toward Washington Boulevard, Route 27, right now with a crash. Looks like they've stopped traffic. Again, Columbia Pike, it's right near Scotch Street. Again, before you can get up to Washington Boulevard, so just heads up, please. On 395, here we go, Beltway, and looks like those delays extend to King Street. You get maybe the briefest of just a slight break, and then you hit the stop and go again, Pentagon 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. Westbound freeway slows off of each direction of 295. I don't have anything reported there. George Washington Parkway commuters, get ready. After you pass Turkey Run, you're hitting those brake lights past 123 for your morning commute. All right, Maryland, we've had problems on Powder Mill Road. It's only one lane as you head south of Cherry Hill Road. And that is just a solid line of Cherry Hill Road down to Riggs Road near the U.S. Army Research Lab due to the crash. You're under police direction. So if you can, try to avoid that stretch of Powder Mill Road. It's very congested. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Lots of gray sky around for the first part of this Wednesday. Patchy fog also. A few showers, most of them light. Areas of drizzle. This afternoon, cloudy 81. Slight chance of a shower. An isolated shower thunderstorm tonight, 68. Scattered showers and thunderstorms around tomorrow. The thunderstorm threat mainly in the morning up near 81. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 66 in Woodbridge, 63 in Damascus, 67 in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. Caribbean islands crippled by Irma are running out of food and water. See a video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Hey, good morning. 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up, you want to change that new iPhone? Well, Brian Fung, a tech reporter from the Washington Post, will give us a breakdown of what that'll involve and how much money it'll cost you. Hint, a second mortgage. 8:05, Ben Shapiro is going to join us to talk about his Berkeley speech tomorrow, anticipating the chaos in Berkeley. We'll see if we can get a few of his talking points, whether or not he's able to actually deliver them tomorrow night. 8:35, Mike Wortherly from Apple Insider will give us a true breakdown of all the new technology that Apple's throwing at us and whether or not it will change the world or just be a dud. We'll find out. 7:07 now on WMAL. Vince Cohn is alongside Mary Walter.
Good morning. Joining us right now is Grover Norquist, the president of Americans for Tax Reform. Grover, welcome and good morning to Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
We're glad to have you. We know that last night there was a bipartisan dinner at the White House on a tax overhaul. Joe Manchin, Heidi Heitkamp, Joe Donnelly were there. A lot of positive things being said when everyone came out of the dinner. What would be in your ideal tax bill? What do you want to see come out of this administration?
Sure. Well, Americans for Tax Reform is generally supportive of the outline that the Republicans in the House and the Senate and President Trump have put forward. That's doubling the standard deduction from $6,000 per person to $12,000, from $12,000 for a married couple to $24,000. 95% of Americans will no longer have to itemize because the standard deduction is larger than everything that they would put together. Taking seven individual rates down to three so that every American who pays income taxes gets a cut in his or her income tax rates. And then in terms of pro-growth policies, taking the business tax now at 35%, highest in the world. European average is about 20%. It's one of the reasons we're less competitive. Taking that down as low as 15. The president would really like to see 15. Congress has suggested 20. I like 15 better than 20. It's a smaller number. Also for the 30 million small businesses, subchapter S, sole proprietorships, partnerships, taking the business income there also to 15. It's a big tax cut for small and growing businesses, and would create a lot of jobs.
You know, in this negotiating tactic, we're at the very beginning as the president seeks to work with Democrats. And already yesterday, we sort of heard the White House kind of edging away from 15% being a hard line for them. Do you think that's a wise strategy right now? I mean, obviously, they're probably going to want to give on that in the future, but they probably shouldn't be indicating right now that they're willing to give up on the 15% ask.
Well, the president and his people keep saying they want 15. The question is, if you go to 15, can you afford full business expensing, which is another very pro-growth, job-creating tax reduction that some in the House and Senate very much like. I think the world of it as well. It's not a question of giving things up. It's a question of, are there different approaches that can give you more growth faster? And the White House wants what the House and Senate Republicans want, which is strong economic growth ASAP. We have just lived through 8 years of 2% growth. Reagan's tax cuts brought us 4% growth. We're at 2%. Those are French levels of economic growth. And that's why we're way behind where we should be on job creation. I mean, the recession ended 9 years ago, and we're still living in a slow growth economy. That needs to be turned around.
Grover, the ABC News is reporting that Trump may visit up to 13 states in a push in public for tax reform. Do you think the president's learned any lessons from the health care fight and the fact that Obamacare repeal failed?
Couple things. One is, yes, it's very helpful for him to be out and making the case. Tax reform's a lot simpler than Obamacare repeal and replace. It had so many moving parts. It was regulations, it was taxes, it was an accumulation of previous legislation. Tax reform is up and down, reducing the tax burden on the American people. I should have mentioned Americans for Tax Reform is very supportive of the Trump Republican plan to abolish the death tax and to abolish the alternative minimum tax, which, if you've gotten caught up in that, you know how painful and how much work and complicated that is. For very little good that comes of it. I think the president can help focus the issue. I think on Obamacare, people just assumed everybody understood what needed to be done, and they forgot that the special interests that make money off of Obamacare, they spent a lot of money and did a lot of lobbying pushing back, and there'll be some special interests that don't like tax reform. So the president needs to be a loud and consistent voice, as he has been so far, on tax reduction, tax reform.
We know that you met with Ivanka Trump, and we know that Ivanka and her husband Jared definitely lean more to the left, and she is pushing for double the child tax deduction and also child care credits and that kind of thing. A lot of people who say, why do we pay people to have children? What happened to just, let's give everybody their money back, and if you want to pay for child care, pay for it?
Well, I think there's an interesting discussion. Do you have a tax credit for child care, or do you just have a credit per child because children have all sorts of expenses? And parents, and the discussion that we had with Ivanka at our office at Americans for Tax Reform was she was talking about a tax credit where parents could decide how to spend that money. Is it daycare? Is it homeschooling supplies? Is it health care? Whatever they find most useful. Raising children today is expensive, partly because of a lot of stuff the government's done to make it so. Perhaps we ought to reduce the burden there.
Interesting. Do you think she's going to be successful? How much input, how much influence does she really have?
Well, I think she has a lot of influence. She has a very important position that she's taking. It is certainly supported by Marco Rubio, the Republican senator from Florida, and Mike Lee, the Republican senator from Utah, who both share her vision of moving in that direction. The one thing I'd recommend to everybody who's focused on tax reform, tax reduction, this is year one. Every year of the Bush presidency, we had a tax cut. Some of them were larger, some of them were smaller, but every year there was a tax cut. So if you have a good idea, bring it to the table, put it forward. It may not pass this year. There'll be a big tax reform, tax reduction package this year, but there'll be one next year too. And good ideas that didn't fit into the shoebox this year may well find themselves the center of attention next year, the year after.
Grover, real quick, just before we let you go, you were at Burning Man this year. Did you see that guy run into the fire?
I did not.
Thank God.
I was there for a week. I was there. I came early on working with the setup guys and stayed through Wednesday, Thursday. So I was not there for the burn on Saturday. With that many people, I mean, it's very sad. It's very unfortunate. A guy committed suicide by jumping into a fire. They have people whose job it is to keep someone from doing that, and they usually police it fairly well in terms of people not getting too close to the fire. This one guy told people he was determined to kill himself, sadly, and succeeded.
All right, well, hopefully your future attendance at Burning Man is a lot happier going forward. I appreciate you giving us a rundown on both taxes and that. Grover Norquist, nice to have you here.
Absolutely, and taxes on Burning Man are entirely too high.
Okay. I knew you had that position. I don't know why. Grover, thank you.
Take care.
All right. 7:15 WMAL traffic and weather is every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, and good morning. We have a lot of volume and number of incidents with wet pavement, so make sure you allow plenty of braking distance this morning. That's so important. 50 John Hanson Highway. Accident completely gone inside the Beltway near 202, but it's definitely left us with delays. Oh, no, we may have one in the backup here just reported near 410, so keep alert. Like I said, it's a little bit tedious out there with this wet pavement. So from near 410 off and on down to the split from New York and Kenilworth Avenue, heavy delays. Also, dealing with the accident on Powder Mill Road. As you come from Cherry Hill Road, it's a solid lineup. It's only one lane each direction down to Riggs Road, and you're under police direction there at the scene of the crash. Trying to head northbound up toward the Beltway, University Boulevard. That's where crews are dealing with the crash right near Eastern Middle School. Again, under police direction. 270. Most of the way, Urbana down to the Beltway. Heavy delays. We had an incident near 28 that was over to the shoulder and one at the lane divide. And in Arlington, the closure of Columbia Pike eastbound before you can get up to 27 Washington Boulevard due to a crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, we'll start out with some patchy fog and showers in the morning, cloudy in the afternoon, and the chance of rain today, 70%, a high of 81. Tonight, partly cloudy, stray shower or thunderstorm is possible, low tonight, 68. And then tomorrow, scattered showers in the morning, variable clouds during the afternoon, the chance of rain is only 40%, and a high tomorrow of 81 degrees, currently in the nation's capital, 67 at 717 on WMAL.
Hi, this is Mike Canetta, ProStatus Financial Advisors Group and the Savvy Investor Radio Show. Proud to join you in the WMAL family Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. Strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. here on WMAL.
All right, so Apple came out with a new iPhone yesterday, and for a breakdown of what the heck they've released, let's find out from Brian Fung. He's a technology reporter for The Washington Post. Brian, this new Apple product, they've changed the iPhone. What is the iPhone 10 and why is it different?
Well, the iPhone 10 is Apple's flagship phone. They've released it on the 10th anniversary of the initial iPhone being released. And it comes with some pretty interesting features. They've done away with their traditional screen, and now they've replaced it with a screen that wraps around the most of the display, whereas before you would have a kind of black bar at the top and the bottom of the phone. But now, you know, you have a screen that essentially takes up the entire display and goes after what Samsung has done with its all-screen screen. And that's really the biggest change that most users are going to notice here.
The one thing that I was really struck by yesterday as I was watching the announcement, one, that they have this Face ID technology that you can use now to log into that phone. And it was funny, as they were demonstrating it, the guy who was on stage attempting to, on first pass, he couldn't get it to work, so he had to pick up what he said was, oh, and let me use the backup phone. Not a good way to get started when you're introducing new technology. You know, this Face ID thing, I want to see what you think about this. Is there any conversation about how invasive all of this privacy stuff has become? Now we're getting to the point where your face is being tracked by your phone?
Well, on social media yesterday, you did see a lot of security experts pointing out how this could potentially be abused, both by criminals as well as potentially law enforcement. You know, imagine a situation where you've been detained and, an officer says, look at this phone. Is this phone yours? And if you say no, the phone unlocks by itself and gives you away.
Yeah, that would be a problem. That wouldn't exactly work. I kind of think you need a warrant for that, but I guess people get away with things.
But couldn't Apple also store your metrics? They could store your fingerprint before. Now they can store your face metrics, which a lot of people are using for a lot of different things. A report just came out that they can tell whether you're predisposed, whether you're gay or straight, with something over 90% accuracy. I think it was 87% for women, over 90% for
survey.
Men.
Yeah,
and the same thing now telling whether you're conservative or liberal, whether you have a predisposition to commit a crime. And if they can store all that information, isn't that a huge invasion of privacy?
Well, that's a good point. And at this point, it's important to point out that Apple isn't storing your facial recognition data in its servers or anything. It's all being stored locally on your phone, so it never leaves your device. That said, a lot of security experts are concerned about the possibility of, for example, the use of facial recognition software to identify protesters in a crowd, for instance. There are a lot of researchers who worry about that type of use of the facial recognition data.
What's the general reaction from Apple watchers? Is this the Apple of the Steve Jobs era, or are they not living up to that? You with us, Brian?
Do we just
looking at how Apple has changed over the years?
Yeah, you're with us. I was just saying, you had Steve Jobs. People talked about how innovative it was, and now without Steve Jobs, there's questions of whether or not Apple's going to be able to keep pace. Are they?
Right. Well, looking at how Apple's changed over the years, you've seen Apple getting more involved in services and.
I like to think that you're leaving a blank space for us to imagine what you're saying, but I think we're having connectivity issues, Brian. One more time. Are you there with us? He's not.
Would it not be ironic if he's on an Apple phone?
It's, yeah.
irony there just is rich.
This is, as soon as I ask about Steve Jobs, Tim Cook jumps in and then cuts him off with his overwhelming power. Let me just emphasize some things on this iPhone. One, it was hilarious to see it yesterday, but it's so incredible. They do such a good job, no matter whether or not it's going to change the world. They do such a good job of making the hype effective. Like, emotionally, you respond to it really well. You watch this thing. I'm watching the rollout, and it's just each stage talking about the new technology, using augmented reality to kind of allow people to. I've seen Facebook do this technology before. For instance, imagine you can walk into a bar. And you can leave graffiti for your friend on a wall. Not real graffiti, virtual graffiti, where you can point your phone at the wall and a note will be scribbled out on the wall in a position specifically on that wall for you. You'll be able to use your phone to see it. You get a notification like, hey, there's graffiti around you. Like, check it out. And it'd be hilarious to leave like all sorts of bizarre notes for my friends in like various places around the city. You could just imagine. And, Facebook on this augmented reality, and Apple's help of setting the way for this, envisions a future where you'll be able to put glasses on and be able to walk into a room and have everybody's face connected to a name. A name will appear above their face to identify somebody, maybe who's in your contacts, maybe something more sinister where you can like find them just with a Google image search cross-check or something. But you'll be able to like walk into a room and never have the problem of forgetting names again. All of a sudden, your glasses are telling you what everybody's name is. Kind of quietly, nobody knows that you're observing that, but you get to.
See, and all that stuff is very cool, but I wonder if it's making us dumber. I mean, having a phone where you have all the information you need right there. I notice when my husband and I can't remember something, we're trying to say, wasn't that, we try to remember something. We sit there and force ourselves to work our brains as opposed to automatically reaching for our phones and Googling it.
Yeah, well, at least it's making us all more efficient, but you're right. There are some trade-offs. Thanks to Brian Fung for stopping by to the extent you could before Tim Cook got you off our air. 7:23 now on WMAL.
This weekend, the SGK Gun Show returns to the Fredericksburg Expo Center at Central Park. Hunters, collectors, sportsmen, visit the Fredericksburg Expo Center for SGK's biggest show ever. Tickets available online at guns-knives.com or at the door. That's the Fredericksburg Gun Show this weekend.
Have you ever done this? You look around your house and you say, oh God, I hate this flooring. I hate this carpet. I'm pulling it up. Or I hate this linoleum in the kitchen. That's it. I'm pulling it up. I'm going to see what's underneath. And you did. And you saw what's underneath. So now what? You sit there for a while. Well, you know what? It's time for you to call 50 Floor and have them come out to your home on your schedule. They bring all of the samples with them, so you don't have to go out and look for this stuff. They bring it to you. You get to see how it all looks in your home with your furniture and your lighting against your cabinets. So whether it's carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl, or tile, you're going to love 50 Floor because they make it so easy and convenient. I know that buying a new floor is an investment because I have been there. Well, 50 Floor store now has a price match guarantee. How awesome is that? You get peace of mind knowing that you have made a smart purchase. You're going to get quality flooring and installation at an incredible price. And during the month of September, they're going to give you 60% off. That is an incredible discount. So do it now. Schedule an in-home consultation at 50floor.com. And if you use promo code WMAL, they're going to give you an additional $100 discount. So go to 50floor.com for complete details and licensure information. That's 50floor.com.
Everything we do makes a difference.
/7:25, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, traffic update is now brought to you by Spot Hero. Positive note, it's not a Monday morning. 29, we're busy everywhere. Maryland heading out of Columbia, southbound 29 at 32 for the crash. Beyond, as you head through White Oak, off and on down to Four Corners, solid lineup. If you take Powder Mill Road after Cherry Hill Road, you might want to rethink committing there this morning. It is just bumper to bumper, one lane each direction there to the crash, Powder Mill Road at Riggs Road. Still a lot of activity clearing that. 50, John Hanson Highway, have a bit of volume. The rain definitely a factor inside the Beltway as you make your trip past 202. All signs of the earlier crash there cleared. 295 heavy to this freeway. Haven't had anything reported on the freeway. The northbound delays back to the Beltway. Virginia 66 east to Business 234. That crash over to the shoulder in Arlington, Columbia Pike. Here's the heads up. You really need to know this. Eastbound Columbia Pike after South Walter Reed Drive before you can get to Washington Boulevard near Scott Street crash. They had everybody stop there under police direction. And finally, here's a way that you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT. $10 off Spot Hero. Park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gray sky in and some drizzle around this morning with some patchy fog and maybe even a few showers. This afternoon, mainly cloudy. Slight chance of a shower. Mild. 81 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 67 degrees. It's 7:27 on WMAL.
Maybe your kids are about to graduate from college or even get their graduate degree. Or you're looking forward to retirement, finally. Don't go another day without getting your legal house in order. This is Attorney Mike Collins. Let me show you how to get a basic estate plan in place that will protect you and your loved ones in the years ahead with our trademarked Reservoir Trust. All I ask is 2 hours of your time. Check the mail for your special invitation and register now at MikeCollins.com. I'll even waive the tuition. That's MikeCollins.com.
To be fearless. It's not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice. One that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can. Because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states. The one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Hi, Rick Edelman here. Ever wonder why my wife Jean and I devoted our career to teaching people about personal finance? Everyone deserves the best possible advice for your personal finances and managing your money. My wife Jean and I started our firm to give you the service and expertise you deserve, regardless of how much you have to invest. You don't have to be a millionaire to talk to an Edelman financial planner. Whether you're worried if you're saving enough for retirement or planning for a trip around the world, we'll help you figure it all out. Let us help you achieve your financial goals. Just like we've helped thousands of families just like yours.
Ranked the number one independent financial advisor in the nation 3 times by Barron's. Call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Barron's rankings of advisors has 3 major components. Assets managed, revenue produced, and quality of the advisor's practice. Investment returns are not considered. Only advisors who apply are ranked. Awarded in 2009, 11, and 12.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto Owners Insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free Donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Coming up on WMAL, remember we talked about College Park, the city council there, voting on a measure that would allow city residents who are not U.S. citizens to vote in local elections? Well, they did. They voted within the wee hours of this morning. We'll tell you what came out of it. 7:30, WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by PenFed Credit Union. Non-citizens, including illegal immigrants, will be allowed to vote in city elections in College Park after a 4-3 vote late last night by the city council. That vote came a short time after the council deadlocked on whether to put the question to a referendum. On the University of Virginia campus in Charlottesville last night, about 100 students, faculty, and local residents staged a protest and threw a black shroud over a statue of Thomas Jefferson, then hung a banner on it saying, Black Lives Matter. Montgomery County Council President Roger Berliner is praising Governor Larry Hogan's decision to sue the FAA over airplane noise created when the FAA changed its airport flight paths.
I understood the rationale for this new approach. It was to save fuel and be more efficient, but those savings pale in comparison to the cost to our community.
Berliner says that what was before an inconvenience for many has now become unbearable for some, and he says that is not fair. Clean energy supporters in Maryland are launching a new campaign to require that half of the state's electricity come from renewable sources by 2030. They're holding a news conference later today in Baltimore to discuss legislation that would expand Maryland's renewable portfolio standard, which now requires utilities to buy a certain percentage of renewable energy each year. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 22,119. The NASDAQ at 64.54. Sports sponsored by the Virginia Department of Rail and Public Transportation. The Braves crush the Nets. The O's lose their sixth in a row. WNBA semifinals. The Mystics lose game one to Minnesota. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Virginians are trying transit and loving it. You can too, September 18th through the 22nd. Read, text, relax, and enjoy. Take the pledge to be entered to win a free transit pass for a year. Learn more at TryTransitWeek.org.
We're PenFed Credit Union, a community of 1.6 million people who believe the American dream is still alive. That's why we're doing something to make it more attainable. We put our earnings back into lower rates on mortgages for members all across America. Apply today at PenFed.org. It's easy to apply and no military service is required. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, federally insured by NCUA and an equal housing lender.
PenFed's got great rates for
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-896-2121. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our highly skilled Washington, D.C. team and Dr. Andrew Holtzman help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-896-2121. 800-896-2121. 800-896-2121. Results may vary.
50 years ago, at a moment in time when visionary action was needed, Congress passed the Federal Interstate Highway Act. It brought mobility to a nation, strengthening the economy in a powerful way. This Congress is poised to make history again, to make its own tremendous advancements in transportation by liberating innovation for self-driving vehicles. Right now, Congress is laying out a roadmap for self-driving vehicles in order to bring a host of benefits to Americans. Benefits like greater road safety, reductions in fuel use, carbon emissions, and road congestion, while providing more independence for millions of Americans. Although many issues divide Congress, proposed legislation for self-driving vehicles has earned bipartisan support. And all of us, automakers, suppliers, smart transportation leaders, and people with disabilities, thank the Senate and the House for taking visionary action. To learn more about how Congress is making history, saving lives, and providing benefits to us all, go to coalitionforfuturemobility.com. Paid for by the Coalition for Future Mobility.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnais, and right now you can save over $1,000 on roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
7:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And a slow rush hour around the region here. Arlington, Columbia Pike, part of the problem, the crash. You are now under police direction to get by, so you're slowly getting through here. Eastbound, inbound Columbia Pike before you get up to South Washington Boulevard. It's extra patience there. Extra patience really everywhere. 395 from near Edsel Road onto the freeway. Northbound 295 from the Beltway to the freeway. Suitland Parkway, we're bunched up. Wilson Bridge backups near Route 5. Route 4 up toward Dower House Road. I haven't had anything reported in the way out of Upper Marlboro, but the hefty delays. Beltway through New Carrollton, Greenbelt, College Park, and Silver Spring, all that area below speed. Now, Powder Mill Road at Riggs Road, still dealing with an earlier crash. Very slow as a result. Powder Mill Road south, even before you can even get to Cherry Hill Road off of I-95. So be prepared for that. In through White Oak and down to Four Corners, a solid line up for you there. Into Columbia, southbound 29 at 32 for the crash. Virginia with 66 east at Business 234, crash to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not much sunshine, but not much rain either. We do have a few showers hanging around, some spotty drizzle as we head through this morning. Cloudy with a chance of showers this afternoon. Could be some patchy fog around also. 81. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 63 in Centerville, 63 in Bowie, 67 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Good morning, 7:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Joining us at 8:05, Ben Shapiro will be with us. He is going to be speaking at Berkeley tomorrow. We're going to find out about his preparations. I wonder if they include mace and body armor. 8:35, Mike Worthley, he is from Apple Insider, and he's going to tell us all about that new Apple phone that was just released and other Apple products coming out. I'm Mary Walter, sitting alongside Vince Colonnais this morning.
Hey, good morning, College Park, Maryland. We've talked about them on this program a lot. The city council, they're just trying to decide whether or not they would allow non-citizens to vote in their elections and local elections. And they decided last night, you've been hearing Bill Thompson talk about it in the news, in a 4-3 vote that they will allow legal permanent residents and undocumented immigrants to take part in upcoming municipal elections. Here's the sound of the roll call on that vote.
Roll call vote. So am I right with Dr. Kabir?
Abstain.
Ms. Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Brennan?
Yes.
Mr. Dennis?
Yes.
Ms. Tulloch?
Yes.
Mr. Day?
No.
Ms. Cuyaba?
No.
Ms. Cook?
No.
And by a vote of 4-3, with one abstention, the vote passes.
Four to three, one abstention. So you have a vote now to allow both undocumented and, meaning illegal, and legal immigrants to vote in College Park. And I'd like to know how you're reacting to this morning. What you think of the ability now for illegal immigrants to vote in elections in College Park, Maryland. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm looking forward to this because how are they going to know if you are undocumented and you live in College Park? How are they going to know that?
I haven't been given a good reply. And I have to tell you that
The majority of the residents in District 4, that big orange area over there, they're opposed to non-citizens voting. And I would, and I have said this all along, that I would vote the way my residents want me to vote. Not the way I want it.
Thank you.
Okay? But the way they want to.
So I'm just going to pause that for a second. That's Councilmember Mary Cook talking about why she's opposed to this. Well, here's more of her.
Okay. I will tell you, though, that I am opposed to non-citizens voting, but I want to say something else first. I want to say that we have not done our job as a council. We have not discussed all the intricacies of what this might mean. We haven't discussed which types of visas could be eligible to vote. All of them? Everybody? Or just some kinds? Or just green card holders? We haven't discussed that. We haven't discussed the voter rolls, as Dr. Kabir said earlier, on how to protect our, how to protect those non-citizen voters. Because believe it or not, they could be endangering their visa status or in this country by being on those rolls and by voting. I know some people don't want to believe it, but believe it. We haven't discussed the residency requirements. How long do you have to be here? Could you be someone who came into the country last week?
Yeah, so a lot of considerations not considered, and they decided to skip. Instead of giving the citizens a right to vote on this in a referendum, instead the city council voted last night, we'll just let non-citizens vote in municipal elections.
So what I was saying is I don't understand, how do they know who is undocumented, who really lives there? So does this mean that if I go to College Park and I say I want to vote in their election, I go to College Park, I show up at the polling place and I say I want to vote. So do they ask me for ID and I say, well, I'm sorry, but I'm undocumented, I don't have any ID. Are they going to then target me because I'm a white woman and say, well, we don't believe you? Isn't that profiling? Isn't that racially profiling me? Because how could I possibly? And does that also not stereotype illegals as Hispanic at that point, right?
Yeah.
So what is to stop you and me, Vince, from going into College Park and saying we want to vote? What's to stop us from doing that?
You know, Mary, the fact that you're even voicing this suggests that your problem with it is that's just that you're white. In fact, here's somebody saying this last night. It's just white people opposing this and they're upset.
White people. We need to do better. This is not a response. Xenophobia, racism, the hatred that permeates through our culture today didn't happen in a vacuum. And, you know, people say, keep it local. Great. You want to keep it local? White people. Your name?
What?
This isn't like old city council where maybe there's like a paper someone can look it up. No. You're... Everyone's going to see this. People are here.
Keep your comments on the issue.
Sure. Okay. All right. Well, I just want to say this is on the issue. College Park. It's...
Yeah. I like to think somebody...
No.
That's hilarious. Somebody buzzed her out.
I have one last thing to say. If it's not voted on tonight, it will if you want to just go and be Craven reporters. Just know that your name's going to be next to College Park, noose found on campus. UMD professor fired last week for sending racist email to
racist students.
And he said he blamed it on jet lag.
Ma'am.
Richard Collins stabbed by and murdered by a white supremacist.
Ma'am, please.
White people need to do better.
This is intense. Who knew that this rose to the level of racism? I thought this was just about letting citizens decide who gets to vote in their elections.
Is it illegal for me, though, to go? Seriously, is it illegal for me to go to College Park and vote? Because anyone can vote there now, right? That's what they're saying. Anyone can vote.
It's unbelievable. Your calls are coming in now, 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. We'll chat with you in a moment about this. What do you think of what happened last night in College Park, Maryland? 743 now on WMAL.
Hear the Virginia Grand Military Band this Saturday night at 7:30 at the Schlesinger Concert Hall. Free parking. Tickets sold at the door. Saturday night in Alexandria. The Virginia Grand Military Band.
All right, selling your home is a big decision, and one mistake could cost you thousands. That's why you need the experience of Frank Prindle of RE/MAX Allegiance. This is Vince Colonnais. Frank Prindle has perfected a marketing system that sells homes faster and on average for 8% more money than other local agents. Trust me, Frank has all sorts of guarantees to make sure you get the absolute best experience you can get. He's a West Point grad and military veteran, will sell your home for a price and a deadline that you agree upon, or he will buy it himself. Guaranteed. It's that simple. There is literally no risk to working with Frank. Just ask Robert and Meg of Falls Church. They had worked with Frank in the past, so when it was time to sell again, they knew Frank would deliver. And in 3 days, he did just that. $56,000 over list. That's real money, people. In addition to all of Frank's satisfied clients, he's been endorsed by Fox News Channel's Sean Hannity and has the exclusive support of Shark Tank's Barbara Corcoran in Metro DC. So call the only agent you need when you're ready to sell your home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. 703-399-4538 or online at itrustfrank.com. That's itrustfrank.com.
7:45 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270. Say what? Yep, the whole way, pretty much out of Frederick and down to the Beltway. Get ready. It's a long haul. That rain drizzle really is not helping the morning commute. So just so you know, we had one minor incident near Montrose. It was cleared out of the roadway, and let's hope we don't have another one. But 270, plenty of time needed. Top side of the Beltway, it's not the only slowdown in Maryland. We have a College Park to Silver Spring, outer loop through Largo and toward New Carrollton and Greenbelt to the Wilson Bridge back near Route 5. South of 95, as you push south down toward Route 100, very heavy delays, continuing slow each direction and through Laurel and the ICC to join the Beltway. Fort Meade area on 32 before you get to the Baltimore-Washington Parkway for the crash under police direction. Oh, better news in Arlington. Columbia Pike, if you heard me talk about the closure, you can now get by the crash. Eastbound, inbound Columbia Pike before you get to Washington Boulevard. 95, Dale City up through to the Beltway crash and Braddock Road to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gray sky in and some drizzle around this morning with some patchy fog and maybe even a few showers. This afternoon, mainly cloudy, slight chance of a shower, mild, 81 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 67 degrees at 746 on WMAL.
Don't buy new carpets. Get a Zero-Res deep clean and save. Three rooms of carpets clean for just $159. Book at ZeroResDC.com. That's ZeroResDC.com.
All right, College Park, Maryland, voting to allow non-citizens, to include illegal immigrants, to start voting in municipal elections going forward. That vote took place last night. They delayed it because it was so contentious before. I guess it was a little less contentious last night when they got it through. Let's go to Miranda, who's in Manassas, responding to this. Miranda, good morning. What do you think of College Park allowing non-citizens to vote?
I think it's absolutely ridiculous. I am sick and tired as an American, as a Hispanic American, having all these people come in and get everything for free and everything handed to them for the wrong reason. They are exhausting our education system, our medical system. I have witnessed hospitals close down because illegal people use the emergency room as a pediatrician's office, and the hospitals just can't sustain it. It is out of control.
You know, thank you, Miranda. At its core, it would seem, and the arguments against this include obvious things like citizenship confers privilege. That having being a citizen of a town, of a city, of a state, of a country confers the privilege of getting to decide how you run that town, that city, that state, that country through the act of voting.
Well, you're a racist.
Thank you very much. Ben in Warrenton, you're up next year on Mornings on the Mall. Ben, what do you think of this?
I think they deliberately didn't discuss the details of who could and couldn't vote, the way the woman was describing. They deliberately didn't because they actively want the illegals to vote. So I say let them do it. Let them see how it turns out. Let them see the disaster that College Park will become because of this. And I hope it becomes an example of what not to do.
Yeah, you'd think you'd pause just for, like, I don't know, a moment of debate and reflection before you add thousands of people to the voting rolls in just with the stroke of a pen, and that's what happened last night.
But again, is there anything in this, or am I missing it, that doesn't prevent busloads of people coming from out of town, from anywhere, to just walk into College Park and vote?
Well, it sure seems like the game is set up this way. Here, cut 16, we got council member Stephanie Solich, who was a bit annoyed about non-residents weighing in even on this issue.
Some people have written into us without providing their address, and so we don't know if they're a College Park citizen resident or not.
No.
And I think actually we've heard a lot of people who don't live in College Park or even in the county or even in the state have weighed in pretty vigorously, and I really think
no,
this is a decision for College Park residents to make, and for College Park to make, not for, you know, to be influenced by people from outside of our city.
Wait a second, Stephanie. Wait a second. Are you saying that non-residents are attempting to influence the politics of College Park, Maryland? What kind of world do we live in that would Oh, wait, you just voted to allow non-residents to vote in your elections. That's so weird that you would do that.
Tim here sent us a message and says, this decision to let illegals vote is the dumbest thing ever. Where is the citizen opposition to this? Great question.
We'll keep track of how things are going there. 7:50 on WMAL.
Early bird gets the worm.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air Conditioning.
Okay, maybe there's a little more at stake than a slimy old worm. In fact, I'm certain of it. With an early bird furnace tune-up with my stand-up guys here at Snell, there's a lot more at stake. How about lower energy bills? How about true peace of mind? I know, right about now, that first crisp, cold night of the fall, probably the farthest thing from your mind. When that first freezing night rolls around, will your furnace start up without a hitch? Will it keep running strong all night long? Only one way to be absolutely certain. Book your visit from the stand-up guys from Snell. And once your tune-up is done, you can rest easy knowing your system got the seal of approval from the stand-up guys. Just $79 for a limited time. But don't wait till our dance card is full and everybody's old furnace has given up the ghost. Book a visit with the stand-up guys from Snell.
Call 703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
I used to find homework really hard.
It's not because I wasn't capable.
Or motivated.
Quite the opposite, in fact.
I loved school. No, it's because we didn't have the internet at home. But now we do. And doing homework is a lot easier.
I can research online.
Send work over the internet. Even email my teacher. All from home. Yeah, the internet has changed everything.
Now I'm excited about school.
I work hard.
And I can get my homework done.
Every day.
Because I know there's nothing holding me back.
Through Internet Essentials, Comcast has connected more than 4 million people in need to low-cost, high-speed internet at home, giving every student the opportunity to succeed. Comcast.
Digital dating has brought us all kinds of new terms. Terms like breadcrumbing, when someone communicates just barely enough to string you along, but not enough to make a commitment. Or benching, when someone keeps up a great stream of tweets or Snapchats or whatever, but won't actually get together in person. And then there's ghosting, when someone you've been communicating with suddenly, without explanation, goes silent. There's a reason so much of the new dating language is negative, because so much of the online dating experience is negative. Look, the newest app just can't compete with the oldest way of getting to know someone, face-to-face. At It's Just Lunch, our matchmakers get to know you and then personally hand-select your matches. Plus, we arrange your dates and handle all the details, from scheduling your date to confirming the reservation. Stop clicking around and start actually clicking with other people. Call 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date.
7:53, let's see how your money is doing. Here's Landon Dowdy at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning, Landon.
Hi, the Mary. Good morning. Well, after another record day on Wall Street, futures are lower, pointing to a lower open this morning. The number of people who applied for mortgages last week jumped by almost 10%. Mortgage interest rates are near a one-year low, but the number of mortgage applications was still well below the number from this time last year. Watch shares of Apple today. They're lower in pre-market trading. The new iPhone 10 will not be available until November. It's a $1,000 phone that uses facial recognition. Equifax says it's making changes, while at least one lawmaker is calling for someone to go to jail. The credit information company allowed the personal information of nearly half of all Americans to be hacked. Pittsburgh is the number one city to find a new job. Job search website Glassdoor says number twos and three are Indianapolis and Kansas City. Major League Baseball opens next year's season with the earliest start ever on Thursday, March 29th. Washington, D.C. hosts the All-Star Game next summer, and the break remains at 4 days. I'm Landon Dowdy, CBC Business News, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
I noticed you immediately. Who wouldn't? Your confident, no-drama ease, your low demands, your promise to stay true. And while others lasted for just a year, your beauty will last for 5 years. You may be the most beautiful mortgage I've ever met.
With Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union's 5-5 adjustable rate mortgage, you can enjoy super low rates with no adjustments for 5 whole years. Apply now, and you'll automatically be entered to win our $5,000 home loan sweepstakes. So apply today at cofcu.org/arm or call 703-823-5211 for Commonwealth One's strongest arm.
Row.
Visit cofcu.org/arm for loan terms, conditions, and complete sweepstakes details. 5-5 arm requires 5% minimum down. No PMI with 95% or less LTV. Subject to credit approval. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender. NMLS 1557.
7:55, now WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes, first on the fives, and we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Mary, we are busy this morning. A lot of volume still. Virginia at 95 through Stafford and Aquia. And then, really, most of the way, I'm not seeing much of a break. This will be from Dale City to join each loop of the Beltway and Dale City to and across the 14th Street Bridge. Just a tedious commute here this morning. Interloop near Braddock Road, that crash has been over to the shoulder for a bit. 66 most of the way through Manassas, through Fairlakes, Fair Oaks, toward Nutley Street. Crash near Business 234. The first one was to the shoulder. Getting into Gainesville, still quite a bit of a delay here on 29. Had some emergency road work, so crews were out northbound 29 before you get to Linton Hall Road. That's before you join on to 66. Greenway onto the toll road through Herndon. Rest and slow. Hang on. DC 295 coming southbound, the ramp to the 11th Street Bridge for the crash. And DC police tell me the tow truck is at the scene now. So some positive news. Update is sponsored by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Suffering from knee or back pain? Call 800-888-KNEE and learn how a comfortable, nearly invisible brace can solve your pain. 90% satisfaction rating. 800-888-KNEE. That's 800-888-KNEE. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gray sky in and some drizzle around this morning with some patchy fog and maybe even a few showers. This afternoon, mainly cloudy, slight chance of a shower, mild, 81 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, we're at 68 degrees at 7:56 on WMAL.
Stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot. These distinct sensations sound strange to most, but are constant for anyone suffering from peripheral neuropathy. Most doctors are dismissive of these painful symptoms because the only treatment options used to be medications and their side effects, or surgery. Now there's a non-drug and non-surgical treatment for neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. We can rehabilitate damaged nerves. All treatments are non-surgical, drug and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic, 571-350-3520, or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
Hi, this is attorney Mindy Fellenton with Fellenton Elder Law and Estate Planning Centers. Recently, I met with a family whose mom needed to live in a nursing home, and they learned that Medicare wouldn't cover the $14,000 a month bill. But with my knowledge and familiarity with these situations, I was able to help them get their mom's nursing home bill paid by Medicaid and help them keep their hard-earned money. And I can do the same for you. Chances are excellent that we can help you or your loved one become qualified for Medicaid and help you protect your savings. We can assess your situation and craft a plan to help keep your assets in your family. Call us today for help understanding the issues surrounding Medicaid eligibility and to start planning so you can save your nest egg. Our number is 301-610-0055, 301-610-0055, or find us online at fellentonlaw.com. That's F-E-L-I-N-T-O-N
LegalZoomLaw.com.
No money down, no interest, and no payments until March 2018 at thewindowman.com. Thewindowman.com has been the DC Metro's number one choice in replacement windows since 1989, featuring Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity, fully constructed of 100% Altrex fiberglass, 8 times stronger than vinyl, and will never rot, warp, bend, or fade. Never. And you'll never be pressured into buying on the spot or hounded relentlessly after your free estimate. Thewindowman.com educates, you decide. Throughout September, you can choose no money down, no interest, and no payment until March 2018. Save huge on energy now with Infinity from Marvin Altrex Fiberglass Windows and pay nothing until next spring. Schedule your free estimate. 703-978-9888.
Who can make your house right? The Window Man can.
Financing program with approved credit. Not all applicants will be approved.
Here's what's coming up on WMAL.
All right. We're going to have an inside look at the new iPhone from a guy who works for Apple Insider. His name is Mike Wortherly, and he knows all about the iPhone 10.
And also coming up, Ben Shapiro, he finally gets to speak at Berkeley